This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. The episode we're going to discuss today is Bringing Up Opie. It aired on May 22, 1961, was written by Jack Ellenson and Charles Stewart, was directed by Bob Sweeney. This is a real touching episode in a lot of different ways, and we'll talk about it as we go through it. But the episode opens up with Otis standing in front of Andy's desk, and Andy sitting there as the justice of the peace, and as usual, Otis is about to be charged with public intoxication, or being intoxicated in a public place, Ordinance 502 for you trivia lovers out there. I started to let that be the trivia question for this episode, but I've got something I think is a little bit more challenging. But anyway, and he asks Otis, does he want to take the 24 hours or pay the $2 fine? And Otis says he doesn't want to spend $2 on anything that doesn't have a cork in it. So, as you know, Otis walks over to the jail, pulls out the keys, and locks himself into the jail. What happens in this episode is Aunt Bee becomes very concerned about the influence that the jail is having on Opie. And when Otis is in the jail and locks himself in, Opie comes in a little bit after that and says something about Otis having a snootful. And Andy says, oh, how do you know what that means? And he says, well, it's what Otis does when he comes in and walks crooked. So even before Aunt Bee complains, Andy's starting to notice that Opie's picking up a few things that he doesn't want to. But another thing that happens in this episode, which became very rare, actually, is that you get to hear Andy telling a story. Now, those of you who don't know about Andy Griffith's earlier career, he made a couple records. What It was football, and he was known for his country storytelling of and making observations of things from like country point of view. And you can buy some of these on CD and get those, and they're really hilarious to hear Andy talk that way. In this episode, he does the story of Beauty and the Beast. He does talk a little bit later about King Arthur and Knights of the Round Table, but the Beauty and the Beast is what he talks about early in this episode, and the Round Table story comes at the end in a funny ending to the episode. Anyway, what basically happens here is that Opie comes to the jail after school, and it's decided that, in a very touching father and son talk, and of course this is after Aunt Bee has caused all this, that Andy tells Opie that he really shouldn't come by the jail, that he needs to come straight home, and Aunt Bee will give him things to do to keep him busy. And in the meantime, there's another scene where you see Andy and Barney and Otis talking about how they are bad influences on Opie. One of the earlier funny parts of this episode, if you haven't seen it in a while, is where Opie gets in trouble at school for handcuffing one of his friends to the flagpole. And Andy's like, well, how did you get a hold of some handcuffs? I know I didn't give them to you. And then he looks over and Barney's got his back to him with the guilty look on his face. And Barney's like, Opie, I told you not to use those on real people. So Barney had given Opie a set of handcuffs, and of course Opie got in trouble for it. So that and some other things, some of the language that Opie's learning, they're starting to believe that Opie's getting a bad influence by coming by the jail. So he's told to come home, and so when he goes home, he eats milk and cookies, and then Aunt Bee has him plant some plants, and I started to have this be the trivia question. What does he plant? Spinach. Can you imagine making a young boy plant spinach, and probably worse, making him eat it later on? But anyway, as the episode progresses, we see Andy and Barney and Otis all starting to miss Opie coming around the courthouse, because they all enjoyed the kid. And one scene here, you see Barney asking Otis if he can show him the quick draw, and because this is something that Barney used to show Opie, and you know, Otis really didn't want to have much of that, and there's a little funny scene there. But one of the things that you see here, and I really like this part of the episode, is Opie, as he's planting the spinach, gets a little bit bored. He finds a can in the driveway and starts kicking it up the driveway and basically wanders off. And he meets this other boy. He trades the can for a set of apples and lays down in the back of a truck and becomes missing. And finally, there's a phone call to Andy saying that Fred had found Opie. Now, what I like about this whole scene is we hear no dialogue here. Opie kicks the can. You see all these things happening. In the meantime, Opie goes to a mine, Johnson's mine, and he's acting like he's going to try to get in there, and he doesn't, and the mine collapses. And so all of this long scene is done in different areas, and Opie doesn't say a word. And what I want you to really pay attention to is what Ron Howard does as an actor. His facial expressions, his reactions, his actions and reactions are so good. And I did hear Don Knotts say one time that he thought Ron Howard was the best child actor he had ever seen. So again, it's a really cute scene. But again, Opie, basically because he's bored, wanders off and they can't find him. So it gets close to dinner time, as they say, and it's getting dark, and Opie's not home. Aunt B calls Andy's going to go looking for him and can't find him, and finally gets the phone call from Fred saying that Opie had fallen asleep in the back of his truck. And so they get Opie back and bring him home, and you know, again, you see another touching little scene where Andy tells Opie he's going to have to punish him, and then Aunt B realizes that if she doesn't allow Opie to go by the courthouse, that he could really get in a lot worse trouble and learn a lot worse things by not being around his own pa, as they would say in Mayberry. So again, what I like about this episode is all the caring attitudes, where they're all concerned, Barney, Andy, and Otis, about being a bad influence on Opie, and they're trying to convince themselves that they are. But again, what this shows is one of the major themes of the Andy Griffith Show, the caring that they have for each other. Even Aunt Bee, who may be seen as the cause for all this, was caring that Opie learned things the right way, and so she suggested that he not come by the courthouse. And everybody just, again, cares for each other. I love how this particular episode ends, where they come back and Andy's getting ready to tell Opie the story of the King Arthur Knights of the Round Table, and he and Barney get into an argument over who's the most heroic knight, and Opie leaves and I gotta leave, this place is a bad influence. So again, another well written show. Some interesting things here, in case you like this kind of trivia. What did, you know, I said Opie handcuffed a friend, he handcuffed Ralph Baker to the flagpole, and he said that Ralph had resisted arrest. That's why he handcuffed him to the flagpole. Fred, who called Andy and told him where Opie was, said that he had been driven to Elm City, which according to the episode is not too far by. We find out that too far away, I should say, Opie's favorite dessert is apple pie, and he's offered that by Aunt Bee in his episode, but as you see, he's had so many apples, he really doesn't want to have an apple pie. And we'll talk about that's going to be our trivia question in just a few moments. But I want to mention something, a little tidbit about the Andy Griffith Show that is certainly very interesting. And again, we all know this, but the Andy Griffith Show was so well written, and there are so many episodes that we could say that about. But one of the things that the Andy Griffith Show did such a good job of was writing episodes where the plot of the episode, there's a plot, but it also brings the character out of a particular character on the show. Just to give you an example of that, and again, you can read more about this in the Andy Griffith Show book written by Richard Kelly. And he talks about how one episode in particular, you may remember the episode Dogs, 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 and we'll certainly talk about that episode when we get to it. But there's a long scene in there where Barney has taken the dogs out to get them out of the courthouse because the inspector's coming and they want to be able to get some new funds for the courthouse. And then after he gets back, there's a thunderstorm brewing up, and he gives this long talk about how dogs take care of themselves, and then he starts talking about giraffes, and then basically he convinces himself that giraffes are selfish, only looking out for number one, and then turns around and says, well, what are you doing? Let's go get those dogs. And so again, while that's funny in and of itself, what's interesting about that is that it shows the one of the sides of Barney that we all know, and that's that he cares and that he has a soft side. And you know, again, so we get to see some of Barney's comical side, but we also get to see his concern for Opie, his goodwill, and wanting to take care of even the dogs. And again, that's the soft side of Barney. And that's one of the good things about the Andy Griffith Show. It was so good at doing different writings like that that could bring out one of the characters' character in the episode. And again, that's why we love it. We'll talk more about some of that writing later on. All right, I know some of you are wondering what the trivia question is going to be, so here it is. How many apples did Opie finish eating in this episode? Again, how many apples did Opie finish eating? Notice I put the emphasis on finish eating there. Take a guess at the trivia question, and if you want to compare your answer, you can go to my website, www.burkeonmayberry.com. You'll find the answer posted there under the trivia section. Or if you'd like to, you can certainly email me, and I'll respond and tell you if you're right or wrong. And I enjoy getting your emails. I appreciate all of you that are listening. And even when I took a little bit of break there, you said, when are you coming back? So we're back. And again, if you want to email me, that email address is burkek@etsu.edu. That's burkek@etsu.edu. And again, if you have other comments you'd like to say about the Burke on Mayberry podcast, I'd love to hear them. I really appreciate you listening to the podcast. I'm getting a lot of good feedback, and that's what this is all about. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please email me at burkek@etsu.edu. It's time to go now, so as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And again, thanks for continuing to listening to Burke on Mayberry.